Dieting illusion number 3. Experts are your ultimate source of reliable and scientific, accurate nutrition information. Looking at the food we are surrounded by, it is no wonder that we struggle with weight, obesity, and disease. There is a fast food restaurant and convenience store on every corner, so it makes getting food very easy. Do you ever feel like you take one step forward towards eating healthy and only to take 3 steps back the next day or the next week because life is fast and you're surrounded by all of these easy conveniences? That part of the equation isn't your fault. We all have the power to say no. However, when it's so readily available, it makes it really difficult. The protection around this illusion is we think and we hope that the government is protecting us from unhealthy foods. But is that really happening? Here are some statistics that are food for thought for you. The food industry generates $1 trillion in annual sales each year. It spends more than $33 billion on advertising. 70% of that is marketing for fast food, convenient snacks, colas, alcoholic beverages, and more. Only 2.2% are used to market wholesome foods like fruit, vegetables, grains, and beans. 2.2%. In correlation to that, the USDA, which is responsible for public health education, only spends $300 million a year on nutrition education. But we have the advertising of a $33 billion, and 70% of it is on fast food convenience snacks. Is that not amazing? The USDA is also responsible for the Food Guide for Public Health. The pyramid that was introduced in the 90s was used in all public institutions like schools, hospitals, your retirement homes, nursing homes. And it was during this time that diabetes and obesity were on the rise due to too many servings of grains and too little essential fats. Wow. Wow. I remember that in the 90s. All of the fat-free, sugar-free items were just saturating the market, and obesity and diabetes were on the rise. The way current food policy guidelines are set up, it's leading us towards foods that trigger weight gain, obesity, and all the known aging diseases like heart disease, diabetes, strokes, Alzheimer's disease. These conditions are not the result of aging in our society. They're the result of poor quality food consumption. When you look at the grains and the convenience foods that are on the market, they are saturated with sugar. And if you've watched any of my videos, you have come to understand that sugar actually feeds our brain cells, and the brain cells get to where they like it a lot, and they keep looking for it. And when you have that much sugar overloaded in your system, your body can't filter it out. It can't produce enough insulin to balance the act. And so then you become insulin resistant, and a whole host of health issues occur. It is a downward spiral. The foods marketed by the food industry are loaded with manufactured food sources and processed so many times that our bodies have trouble digesting it. Our foods are also loaded with hydrogenated oils, which is horrible for the blood flow in our body. It gets clogged up in the arteries. High fructose corn syrup, which is such an high intensity sugar that it wreaks havoc on our system and our ability to produce insulin to combat it. In recent studies, these two have been linked to many of the aging diseases and obesity. In a nutshell, food is making us sick. And if we continue on this path, our children and the next generation are going to have serious health challenges that are going to impact the quality of life. We've got to turn this around. It is so serious that we turn it around, that we demand wholesome foods, that we demand organically grown foods. I don't want that future for my children. And I know you don't either. And I hope and pray that our children's children are blessed with good quality foods that provide them with good health and long-lasting life, enables them to live their purpose, the one that they were created for. Food is here to nourish us, and it's up to us to choose nourishing foods. In the book Ultra Metabolism by Mark Hyman, a lot of this information that I'm telling you, he has written about in his book Ultra Metabolism. And in another thing that he mentioned in his book are the seven characteristics of the original diet, the one that we were purposed for. And it is, these seven characteristics are a low glycemic load. The foods that were originally eaten had a low glycemic load, meaning that they did not spike our blood sugar level. They came into the body and our blood sugar level stayed normalized. That's a low glycemic load. They were filled with omega-3 fats from wild foods, fish, wild game, wild plants. The third characteristic is there was a balance of protein, fat, and slowly absorbed carbohydrates. Number four, an abundance of vitamins and minerals were loaded into the foods from the soil, from the ground. Five, alkaline foods. The diet, the original diet, was very high in alkaline foods, plant-based diet, and this prevents the blood from becoming too acidic. Six, low levels of sodium. So the body did not become inflamed or hold on to water. And there was also a high fiber content in the diet. Everything about the current American diet works against our genes and promotes obesity and age-related illnesses that humans should not get early in life. We shouldn't be experiencing this maladies so early, in our 30s and 40s. It's not the way we were purposed. There are very practical and easy ways to adjust your diet to meet your needs. And we've gone over a few of these, but I want you to understand that choosing real, whole, unprocessed foods the majority of the time is the most healthful decision and choice for you. You've got to clean out your pantry and your refrigerator and your freezer of all those foods that have the long ingredient lists, the ones that are filled with hydrogenated oils and high fructose corn syrup and other related ingredients that you have no idea what they are. No one does. Get rid of the white flour and the other processed foods. There's plenty of foods to eat without filling yourself up on foods that don't provide nourishment. Our body was designed for real, unprocessed food, not food that's manufactured or processed 10 times over. Our body does not digest, assimilate, and eliminate that. Make your choice today to start slow, taking small steps that are going to lead you to lasting good health. Those small steps including eating with awareness, eating to the point of energy, taking a pause and breathing deep, recognizing and getting to know what foods nourish you, what foods digest, assimilate, and are eliminated properly and easily from your diet, from your body. How just by checking in with your gut brain, you can choose the foods that nourish and benefit you the most. Go to my website, ashleytorian.com. That's ashleytorian.com. And check out all the resources I have available for you there. There's a free ebook that will help you get started now with several of these tips, plus a whole lot more. And there's support materials that follow the ebook, like my Real Foods Meal Planning Guide, how to clean out your kitchen. It's called a kitchen cleanse. And several other ways to develop recipes so that you can eat wholesome and nourishingly for your body. It is time to take a stand. It is time for you to recognize and know that you do know how to support your body's system. You do know how to eat nourishingly and nutritiously. you have a gut brain that has been collecting data all of your life. You know what works for you. It's a matter of taking that step and making that choice that yes, you are going to trust your body and you're going to step into slow, aware, purpose-filled eating, present-filled eating. Thank you for joining me on this first series of End the Diet Drama. Let's release these illusions and get started living free, living happy, inspired, and free from body jail.